Well, you know, we had our Bible class, and all I kept hearing, and I've heard this from the elder people, even when I was a child, and I, you probably know what it means, but I didn't know what it means. And it was, the proof is in the pudding. And the whole time Ray was speaking, I kept hearing, the proof is in the pudding. And I go, why do I keep hearing that saying? So when you keep hearing something, God's trying to show you something. Are you going to dig and search it out? So I went in and I looked it up, and he led me to this psalm. But when the proof is in the pudding, if I hand you a cup of pudding, and if you know this, just bear with me. If I hand you that cup of pudding, I go, I'll tell you what, this is $1 million pudding right here. This pudding will make you stronger. It'll give you protein. It does this. It does that. If you're having problems with your memory, try this pudding. The proof is in that pudding right there. But if you're going to take that pudding and put it on a shelf or put it somewhere, put it in the refrigerator, and you never understand what that means. The proof is in the pudding. You got to eat it. Take a taste of that pudding. Test it out. Try it. See if the pudding is what they truly say it is. And I would say the proof is in God's word. But if you don't try it and you don't taste it, you're not going to know for yourself. You may hear it by testimonies. Oh, God was good. God's good all the time. God is a healer. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He's redeemed me. Let the redeemed say so. He healed me when I was sick in the hospital. Those that sorrow, see that we don't sorrow as others do when there's a death in the family. We sorrow having hope. It doesn't say we won't cry, we won't weep. It says you won't sorrow like everybody else who doesn't have hope. But have you tried the word of God? Have you tested it? Have you seen? And I kept hearing that song, there's honey in the rock. Jonathan found that out when he was in battle. He found his father, Saul, King Saul had said, no one is to eat for this long a period. Well, Jonathan didn't know that, so he did not usurp authority anyway. But as he went into battle, they were weak. They could see no way out. But here some honey was down in some wood in this comb. And he dipped his rod down in it and tasted of the honey, and it opened his eyes. Opened his eyes and strengthened him. We need to be strengthened by God's word. And that's how we go now to Psalms 34. We've heard before in the scripture, in God's word, that he said, I will give thanks in all things. How are we going to do that? Because we know God's word. Because he's revealed it. Not just knowing it, but experimenting it. And it's an experience. You stepped out and you believed God. David said, I will. He's made a decision. David's been through a lot of things in his life. I will bless the Lord. And I'm going to bless the Lord at all times in my life. You know, that's what we're to be doing. Those that trust the Lord, they're going to continue on. They're going to have peace and joy and strength. They'll be able to endure. I'll bless the Lord at all times. That means God is good all the time. Man doesn't think God is good when trials are on the scene or when there's a valley. But as we go through these valley experiences, we're going to find out he's the God in the valley and he's the God on the mountain. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we can say those words, and they're beautiful because it's God's word. But I want to be able to say, and I'm thankful, all the different things. The Lord wants us to know that when you're in the valley, you're not going to stay there. You're going to get strong down there in that valley. And that's what's going to make you be able to climb that mountain and get to the top and rejoice in the Lord always. Because in that experience, you're going to know it is he that worketh for me. It's him by his grace. He did it all for me, and I have experienced it. I'm thinking right now, even Jennifer going through a trial. This is a trial, but a different kind, but it's a trial in her life. It's something she's going through, but God, if you continuously trust God for the beginning, the middle, and the ending, then the outcome is His. It's all in the Lord's hands. And that's what we need to do. We're learning. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will praise Him continually. It's going to be in my mouth. What does the word say? Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth speaketh. If I have no worship and I have no praise, and I know a lot of people say, well, we praise Him, we don't have to open our mouth. I don't know how. I mean, I do praise Him sometimes without saying anything. But when it gets so abundance of praise, how can I keep my mouth shut? It's going to come up out. It's rivers of living water. My soul, that deep down, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. We can only glory in the Lord. We've learned that. Paul has told us. So say you go through something and you may be glorying in yourself just a little bit, and God sees the heart. He's going to show you, you're taking my glory. You're trying to, it looks humble, it looks great, but it's not true humility. True humility is when you truly, truly, truly know it is God that did this. There will be no mention of this, this, and this. It is all by God's grace. I will boast in the Lord. And when I do, the humble, the ones who, there are a lot of people humble before God. They want to know God's ways. The humble shall hear it. They're hearing it. How can you praise the Lord at a time like this? How did you get the victory in that? When you had to go through this terrible surgery or a stroke, whatever it might be that the Lord orders my steps, that's one place of victory right there. I shall come forth as gold. Job had to learn, and I think of Job often, but I remember he said he was a just man. He loved the Lord. He hated evil. He hated it. And God said, have you tried my servant Job? He's allowing this. Why? I thought Job was a just man and he hated evil. He's walking upright before the Lord because God is doing a perfect work. Everything. That's why He's doing this work in our hearts. That's why He's allowing His word to come and say, I see. I see. The humble is going to hear it, and what will they do? They're going to be glad. Why? They know it's Him. They know beyond a shadow of a doubt that is Him. And then He says, oh, magnify. Magnify the Lord with me. I am giving a testimony. I'm praising Him before all men. Others will see, but the main thing is we do it as unto the Lord. But they will see the humble, the ones that are in the world and walking after the ways of the world. You can even be in a church. They're looking at other substance. They're looking at other things. They're caught up with a few of these other things. Maybe a lot. But it's those little foxes that spoil the vine. And the Lord told me, those little foxes, we must allow Him to show us because they'll spoil the vine. We must in our own heart before God. Magnify. That means set Him on high. He's the highest of highest. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us together. When they were in the upper room, what were they doing? They were believing God. They were trusting God as one body, one together, being told, go in, you'll be endued with power from on high. I can't believe it for you. You can't believe it for me. But I guarantee you by God's word, if you step out by faith, He'll show you God is faithful. It won't just be words. People saying God is faithful. It will be my life, my walk with Him, my enjoyment, my sustaining strength, my power, my joy. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. Are you not glad that you sought the Lord, that you got on your knees, or do you come humbly before the Lord? He said, I sought him, and he heard me. What a comfort. It's a comfort to know that he's there to hear and to do, take care of it for you. But it's such a comfort to know that he heard me. We have to experience that. If you really believe he heard you, you've cast all your cares upon him. Now he careth for thee. He's going to exalt you in due time. His time, his way. I sought him, and he heard me. And I didn't say he heard me because I saw it. He heard me. And then, what's the next thing? He delivered me. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Those who live godly in this world, you're going to suffer. That is not what's preached. We're told, well, you're not going to suffer. God doesn't want you to suffer. You should have peace all the time. No, but it's a real heap of gold when you can say, no matter where I am, at all times, I will praise him. And we can say that with our mouth. But I tell you what, it's when you go down in that valley, you get amongst people and words coming out of mouths, sometimes like a sword just digging at you. But you just know, my sheep, I love those words, my sheep know my voice. My voice. He loves me. He cares for me. He strengthens me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, because he supplies all my need abundantly. He comforts me. Yea, though I walk even through the valley, and I love the words of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you're with me. You're with me always. He delivered me out of all my fears. We can have fears? Yes. We have fears, but Lord, help thou my unbelief. Turn that fear. Show me through studying God's word. Eat it. Eat it. Let it become who you are, the life you now live. He said, here I was. He delivered me out of all my fears. They looked unto me. And I kept thinking of even Timothy. Timothy, you remember, Paul knew what was ahead. Paul said, I'm telling you, you're no different than I am, Timothy. I've gone through trials, but the only one who has sustained me, the only one who's given me the grace that was needed, was the Lord. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And you're going to have to remember, the spirit you've been given, it is not a fear. If you're fearing it, get on your knees, casting all that care upon him. He will come in and show you his strength. They looked unto him. And guess what happened? They were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. You won't be ashamed when you're standing in truth. The adversary may come and poke at you and say terrible things. But you have to know who your victory's in. I am in the beloved. His desire is towards me, and it has been from the very beginning. And I chose to believe he was my redeemer. Everybody has not experienced that. Now you take someone who's saved and someone who's not. Some are going to be saved for a little while until they make a mistake, or they say the wrong thing, or they do the wrong thing, or they went to the wrong place. We have eternal salvation. Have you tasted it? Have you swallowed it? Have you enjoyed that yet? Have you enjoyed being filled with the power of the Holy Ghost? I can't say it for anybody else, but I can pray they receive it. It's a gift. It's for you. And the adversary is always going to be there to tell you, no, don't do it. Time's not right. We have to yield. It's a gift, Lord. I just want the gift you have for me. I want it. And you'll receive it. He's not a man that he should lie. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and I like a poor man, because he doesn't have anything to offer. What can we give God except for come before him? Offer, give yourself to him. Many commit suicide, and I'm not putting them down. They go through hard times. They have no hope. If you hear someone say, I want to take my life, you say, well, if you don't want it, I know someone who does. So don't kill yourself. Just give it to God then. Just let him have it, since you don't want it anymore. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. That fear is like, I'm not afraid. I have reverential fear. I'm humble before God. I know he loves me. I know he's going to care for me. He will deliver. He delivered the three P's. The power of sin, the present, the penalty of sin, the presence of sin, and the power of sin. You know, first you get saved and you had a penalty to be paid. And then he comes in and you have sin, these two natures, warring within a believer. And he shows you, I gave you the victory, the power over sin. It is I, worship thou me. But you're going to know him. And then he's going to come one day and deliver you out of the very presence of sin. You'll be gone. You don't have to deal with nothing. But what you're going to be there is what you should be learning here. That perfect state of peace. And he delivered them. But look at verse 8. And this is the one, the proof was in the pudding. He led me to this verse. Oh, how deep is that? Oh, taste it, you guys. Taste and see the Lord is good. Don't just say he is good all the time. Learn he is good in my day today. Every passing moment, no matter what comes on our way today, tomorrow, anytime, he's still God. But we need to taste the word of God. Take it in. It's going to open up your eyes. It's going to enlighten you. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light unto my path. Taste and see. See for yourself that the Lord is good. Have you seen it? And in what ways have you seen him good? In practicality. Not just provisional, practicality. Is it practical, experimental in your life? Are you enjoying him? Or are you just sitting here in a chair saying, well, I'm just waiting. No, when he comes in by his grace, you step out in the grace that I've given you. That's all you're responsible for. Some people think we have to step out and complete it all in practicality in one day. No, he's working. He is the master. He's the one doing the building. And he gave the materials to build with. Blessed is the man that trusts him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. Holy ones, you're his people. He said, you trust him because there's no want to them that fear him. Young lions do lack. They suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord, you're not going to want for any good thing. Because he has it all. It's all found in him. Come. Come, ye children. And I like that. There's room for growth right here. He say, even children, I know maybe you don't understand yet, but come. Come, ye children. Hearken to me. Hear what I'm telling you from the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I'll teach you how to reverence. How do you tell someone how to reverence the Lord? How do you tell them to believe him? How do you tell them to be saved? If you haven't experienced, you cannot share that truth with them. Come, you children, hearken to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life, loveth many days, that he may see good? Okay. Keep your tongue from evil. Now, a lot of people say, well, nah, I'm not supposed to keep my tongue. No, he will keep your tongue, but you must yield. As he says, don't answer a word. Don't say anything. There's different ways, but my sheep know his voice. He'll let you know by his spirit. Say nothing. Keep your tongue from evil. If you know in your spirit something's not right, you're trying the spirit. You're testing it, knowing whether it be of God. From evil, and your lips from speaking guile. We know who the guile and all that is about. That's being led by the devil. Depart from evil. That means get away from it. And I think evil can be even false doctrines. Anything that's not of God. It's either truth or it's a lie. Depart from evil. Do good. Do good. Well, how am I supposed to do good, Lord? I don't have the ability, because I'm going to give you the grace. I'm going to reveal it to you, and you're going to have joy unspeakable, and it's going to be full of glory. And you just take that walk. Just step out by faith and pursue it. I love those words. Seek peace and pursue it. Seek peace. It's him. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Do you believe that? His ears. He sees you. His ears are open to your cry. He hears you. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears them, and delivereth them out of what? All their troubles. So you're going to have troubles, but he delivers you. But we have to know that. The Lord is nigh. He's not so far away. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. Save as such a one that be of a contrite spirit. You know, I'll tell you, something the Lord revealed was I always hate it because my face, a lot of people, your face, it can tell something's not right. I didn't like that. He's, well, that's pride. And he goes, Penny, let me tell you something. And I'm putting my name there. You have to do it. When you are walking in the flesh, you're already showing yourself weak. Why not be weak and dependent, trusting in the Lord? There are so many things that you could be so weak in that you think you're so powerful in, but you're still weak before God's eyes. You don't have no strength. It's not accepted. So why do you have such a problem just saying, Lord, I am in a trial. I'm in a valley. He'll tell those who have a right spirit, they know. Not to condemn you or, oh, good, I'm glad she's down. And people laugh. Let me tell you, it happens in the body. It does happen. It does happen, and I know it for a fact. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. Have you ever been broken before the Lord? Save us such as be of a contrite spirit. He loves a broken and a contrite spirit. He loves it. I even say that one thing about seeing somebody suffer. God can do things for certain reasons. I remember I had my eyes on someone that I thought, oh my gosh, that woman has gone through so much. And she never complains. She never cries. Not that I've seen. But God allowed it. Something had happened in the home and it was bad. And she came to church and she said, pray for me. And she was crying. And I went, thank God she's real. She can cry like me. I was putting her on a pedestal. Oh, mighty is she. No, it's powerful God. His grace is sufficient. But he still showed her grace. But he made all things work together for good to all them that love God. Many, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Sometimes we're afflicted because of we walk in the flesh. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He loves you. Everybody said, well, he already did deliver. He's making it practical in your life. You're experiencing what you've tasted. You're seeing that the Lord is good. He keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. You know, you can let wrong be out here and then somebody else comes up and they go, well, I'm going to do you like you did me. Well, evil with evil and evil with evil. And what do we got? Evil. How about overcome the evil with good? And that's not us doing it. It's Christ in us who giveth the victory over and over and over. You may become so weak, but you'll know who delivered. You'll know where that power came from. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous, they'll be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So what's he saying? I want you to continuously trust in me. You know, we were in 2 Corinthians 6 in our class. And when I kept hearing proof is in the pudding, the words the Holy Spirit kept standing out to me was, he was a ministry of suffering, but it was, I will give thanks and trust the Lord in all things. And it was in patience. You're suffering in patience. That means cheerful endurance. You're sustained. You're waiting. You're steadfast in the Lord. In affliction. Notice the words, though, in all things, in patience, in afflictions, in necessities. That's a narrow place. You have need. In distresses. And you can keep going. It was imprisonments, tumults. That's a loud noise, shouting, screaming, disorder, disorderly conduct. Have you ever been in a place that was out of order? May have looked in order. In order is in God's order. That's what it is. In watchings, in fastings. Now, how are we going to do this? By God's grace. We're ministers of God's grace. By, this is how you're going to do it. In these times, in, by pureness. It's a life of cleanliness, mora. It's worked in and out. It's blameless. It's transparent. It's been judged. It's sincere. Judged by the sunlight of God's word. In your actions, in your doctrine. Free from hidden motives. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of hidden motives. I'm telling you because I know. I can't give you what I don't have. I had to learn there was no good thing in this flesh. It's genuine. It's a consecrated walk before God. By pureness. By knowledge. You're not gonna give thanks to the Lord in any of these things if you don't have a knowledge of God's word. And not just a knowledge, not just know it. A deep spiritual insight. Wise conduct. It's enduring through these trials by God's grace. Notice, by God's grace. By long-suffering when you're going through these things. Think of anything Paul went through. By long-suffering. He had to live the life that was drawing, the life I now live. He had to draw to get the fruit on the branches. It was by the Holy Ghost, by his leading, by his guiding, by his power, his love, his sound mind, because that's what we're to have. These terms describe the inner spiritual moral qualifications of ministers of God. Well, Penny, you sure have a lot of things you're going to have. No, we're all ministers. You have to take that for you. We're all ministering. We're all of God. There will be outward hardships listed in verse 4 and 5 of 2 Corinthians 6. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be the life within. The life within. Paul could have said, oh, it's all right, leave that thorn there. He did not do that. He said three times, Lord, please remove this thorn in my flesh. I can't stand it anymore. Please remove it. And he said, I'm not going to remove it, Paul. Notice what he's doing. Is this practical in Paul's life yet? Paul said, remove it. God worked in his heart. Now he changed his words. I will allow God to do this. This trial that's happening in my life. He said that the glory will rest upon this house, this heart. He said, I'll glory in my infirmities. It's okay. Because he's going to see the power of Christ. He's going to see it working in him. And then he gets to go out and he'll say, sometimes say it. Or maybe you quit doing something you used to do. People go, see, you're working at it. No, I didn't. He took away the desire of it. I remember people saying, Penny's under law. She don't watch TV. I wasn't under law, I was under love. I didn't have any desire. He had me there. Do I watch it now? Yes, I do. Am I ashamed to say it? No, I'm not. I'm free, yes, free indeed. But the attitude is right. The attitude. I remember in 2 Chronicles 20, Jehoshaphat, he sought the Lord. He prayed. Why? He said, Lord, this multitude, have you ever gone through one, two, three, four, just one thing snowballing after another? This is too great for me. We have no might against these people. So, Lord, are you not the God of the highest? Are you not the God of all strength, the Almighty One? I know you as that. And that's what he was praying. And guess what happened? They begin, they get to worship, they get to praise. And the Lord fought the battle, and the battle was won. He told them exactly where the enemy would come in. They appointed singers. They were singing, praising the Lord. But you're not going to do that overnight. You just cannot do that overnight. I know someone who can do it in a matter of seconds. Change your heart. We had one today just say, God convicted my heart. It was God. It wasn't people going around saying what they thought, you know, they may have. I don't know, but that's between them and God. It was a heart before God. And God knew the desire of that heart, and he changed the desire. Now, did he change it? And this person just say, yeah, he changed it. I don't see it. Where is it? You can see it. And it's been a while. But it's a deep work. It's a deep work. That Penny Martinez, she won't clap. She won't praise the Lord. She won't hug people. She just sits in that back row. She wants nothing to do with people. Well, they were just as wrong as I was, because they were sitting there taking God's seat. But when God moved upon the heart, these feet begin to move, and these hands begin to clap, and these lips begin to worship. But it was in spirit, and it was in truth. It wasn't another spirit. Let's all stand.